This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. Get ready for a positive news roundup, some mental health tips, and we'll hear from our Happy Broadcast community about what makes them happy. Let's help spread some positivity. Mental health listening pods are open to the public in Colombia. In the city of Medellin in Colombia, a recent initiative has helped citizens gain access to important mental health services. People can now talk to a therapist and find support free of charge. Not only that, but a counselling service with sign language ability is also on offer. These listening hubs are set up throughout their metro network for easy access. Let's hope this initiative continues to grow. Nepalese climbers clean 2.2 tons of trash from Everest. A group of climbers in Nepal have received huge praise after they spent 47 days collecting and cleaning over 2.2 tons of garbage that was scattered around Mount Everest base camp. The route has become more popular in recent times with mountaineering enthusiasts, but that has meant more garbage has been left on the side of the mountain paths. Due to the COVID-19 travel restrictions, however, the climbing community in Nepal made the most of this tourism lull by cleaning Mount Everest. The mountain has been restored to her natural beauty thanks to the dedicated climbers. Used face masks could soon be used to build roads. You might have spotted single-use face masks littering the streets around you, but thanks to Australian researchers, these could be put to good use. A study has shown that about 3 million masks can be recycled to build a kilometre of a two-lane road, preventing 93 tonnes of waste from going to landfill. That's nearly the weight of a blue whale. The new road-making material is a mix of 1% shredded single-use face masks and 99% building rubble. Sounds like we're on the right track with this one. And that's your positive news update. Time to celebrate our awesome person of the week. This time, we shine a light on Tom Cornish, a 96-year-old World War II veteran who has been busy knitting hats for those in need. In fact, last year he donated 400 handmade hats to the Salvation Army and continues to knit daily, with plans to donate all of his handiwork. What a way to give back to your community. Did you know that eating dark chocolate may positively affect your mood while also helping to reduce anxiety? The flavonoids, caffeine, and theobromine in chocolate are thought to work together to relieve negative moods. Basically, the darker the chocolate, the better it is for your brain. So next time you are craving chocolate, reach for the dark chocolate instead. Sorry, milk chocolate lovers. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
Practicing gratitude, because it makes you realise how lucky you are when you focus on the positives and not the negatives.
That feeling of warmth and gooiness and as if you're melting inside sort of thing when you're around someone that you really love.
Exercise, daily walks surrounded by nature, cooking gorgeous plant-based recipes, reading a good book, listening to happy music.
That I do something special for the small daily routines, like making an extra good cup of coffee or shaving with an old-style razor.
I also love when I'm able to take a shower and reset for the next day and feel really clean and fresh.
My animals make me happy. When I'm at the barn, when I have my dogs, when I'm doing a little bit of training with my cats.
Planning and making my daughter's birthday parties. That makes me very, very happy.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive upcoming bonus content, then become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. And finally, if you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/record to send in your submission. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. We'll be back with more anxiety-free news next time on The Happy Broadcast. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.